My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on a sunny morning, 28th day of July. Good morning,
morning,
and good morning to everybody out there in Irondale.
Irondale.
You know about Irondale, right?
Irondale.
Pardon me?
Irondale.
Okay. Anyway, everybody out there in Irondale.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Yeah, yeah, good morning. And I'm going to tell you something on this. We mentioned Alice in Wonderland happened on this day.
Yeah.
Another great movie was released on this day, On the Waterfront.
Okay.
Yeah, Brando.
Yeah.
Brando and Carl Malden and Lee J. Cobb and all that.
That's a good one. You need to see that one time. Except he didn't talk like this then.
He didn't talk like that.
Could have been a champ. Could have been a contender.
Wow.
Anyway. But also, now, did you know?
Yeah.
This will be probably the craziest thing I've mentioned to you, and this is a true story. This has happened on this day. Now, first of all, we had, right toward the end of the war, World War II, a B-25. Did you know about this? A B-25 crashed into the Empire State Building.
Whoa.
This thing crashed at the 79th floor of the Empire State Building.
It wasn't fighting.
On this day.
It wasn't fighting with King Kong.
No, that was Fay Wray, and that was a little earlier. Okay, that was in the 30s.
Just checking.
Remember? Now, here's what, I'd never heard of this woman. Mm-hmm. There's a woman named, she's known as the Elevator Girl, Betty Lou Oliver.
Okay.
Betty Lou Oliver, remember this was back in the day when you had an elevator operator. Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Betty Lou Oliver survives. She was working that day that plane hit the Empire State Building. She survived falling 75 stories. You hear what I'm saying here? I'm reading this right from how it was written here. 75 stories after fog causes a U.S. bomber plane to crash into the Empire State Building. The cables, and what happened was it broke the cables that were supporting the elevator that she was operating. This remains the world record for the longest survived elevator fall.
I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. She made it. She made it through that.
Whoa.
You know, so there you go. There's your information for today. The elevator girl.
No
Betty
doubt.
Betty Lou Oliver. Never heard of her, but this happened back in the day.
You remember elevator operators?
I seen them in movies. I never got into an operator.
Never got
I
to never. One?
I tell you what, I lied, but I was a young kid, and it was at the
Marshall Fields.
No, it wasn't Marshall. It was at the Hancock. It was at the it was either the Hancock or the Sears Tower. You had to go up 100 stories. There's somebody working the elevator. Okay, so
I
yeah.
I remember them in department stores.
You're right, and I was probably in one, but that's the one I remember.
You come in and this little gated thing would open.
Yeah.
The little gated thing would close, then the door of the elevator would close.
They have.
They're taking away the gated thing now that we do it by ourselves. We might need that gated thing sometimes.
But you know, in certain European hotels, they got themselves lifts, and you operate them yourself there, Mr. Crenshaw.
Yep.
You go right in yourself, you pull a little metal thing back there, you go inside, you hit your flow, and it takes you right up.
It takes you right up.
Not a bit of a problem. But no, I can't remember the last time I was in one where somebody operated it. So
no.
I wanted to throw that out. That happened on this day. And also, Miami was incorporated.
Okay.
Somebody decided to make this looks like a nice place for a party and a city.
Absolutely.
And so there you go. All right. This is when we turn things over to you, man. Let us know what's going on locally.
And we're going to do this and
get a little differently, just like the Olympics.
A little differently, but I mean, yeah, as we've been watching, folks, if you've been watching the U.S. gymnastics team, it's on Simone Biles. And, man, she got a wrap on that.
I told you she came down.
On that
she
left
came
ankle.
Down funny that last
Yeah, that
that
left
last
ankle's
vault.
Got a wrap on it. So we'll keep an eye on things as she continues.
We don't like seeing that. We want her to 150%.
We want her to be able to do her thing. In
they were playing hockey in that thing not too long. Was it hockey they were playing in there?
What was that?
Something took place in that place where they're doing the gymnastics. They did it on like
sped up the film
and how they turned it around.
It's amazing how they do it. And where they're doing the swimming is a place they had to build a pool into.
That's the other place too, yeah.
Yeah, they've done some remarkable things over there. Well, we just heard from Coach Johnny White from Douglas County High School. We're going to run down all of the games of the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic, which is just days away. Like I mentioned, high school football practices start officially tomorrow. His classes will start for high schools, some of them later on this week. It will start practicing this week with the pads and everything on. Maybe the acclimation period last week just to get used to being out in the heat. Of course, most of them have been out in the heat all summer doing 7-on-7 and lineman camps and padded camps and things like that. So, you know, and I'm not saying we can't have any young people have the stress due to heat and doing these practices, but we hear about it far less these days because of things that are going on throughout the summer that has the young people out in the heat, and that is good. That is a good thing. So here's your schedule starting on Wednesday, August 14th at Kell High School. The very, very first game of the season will be at 4:30 that day. It will be Douglas High School from Atlanta taking on LaGrange. That is the very first game of the 2024 high school football season at 4:30 that day. The second game that day at the same location will be North Atlanta against Kale at 7:30. That game you will hear here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll have John Fricke and Harper LaBelle on the call.
Harper.
For that game.
Where that dude been?
Yeah, well, he's going to
reached out to me like a month ago to ask about a casting call thing.
Yeah.
And he was ready to jump into something, and he ain't called me back.
Well, he's going to be at Kale that night. So you want to track him down on the 14th.
That just reminded me of that. Harper reached. I ain't heard. My phone has never read Harper LaBelle before, and it did. I got so excited. I was like, what's up with Harper? And then tried to call him back, and we kept missing each other. And then I was down in Florida, and Harper's like, and I told him when I was down there for it, he's like, all right, well, just hit me back when you get back. I did. Nothing.
Well, like I said, the 14th, he's going to be out at Kell High School. And check him out, he's going to be there. on the 15th, that Thursday, the action moves to West Forsyth High School. South Paulding will be in this at 4:30 in the afternoon against Dunwoody. Some more new faces in the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic. And at 7:30 that night, Prince Avenue will come over from the Athens area, take on West Forsyth. That's the 7:30 game. And that game will be here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We have Bo Johnson on the call for that particular game.
But I'll have Juice with him.
Yeah, you know, probably will.
Might have Juice with him?
Juice might be hanging out. Okay. We'll see. On Friday, there are three games. 2 o'clock game is at Hebron Christian. That's up in Decatur. They're going to take on Theral. The Theral Panthers had a great season last year. Hebron Christian, fantastic program. 2 p.m. the start time there. The afternoon, boy, it's going to be a little warm for that one. Then the action shifts on Friday evening up to Rome and Barron Stadium there in downtown Rome. Great, great, great place to go and watch high school football. 5 o'clock game will have Callaway against Cass. And then the 8 o'clock game will have Creekside against Rome. Yours truly, along with Coach Chris Parker, will be on the call for that game at 8 o'clock. And that also will be the day when we will have the launch of the high school scoreboard show. Not the full 5-hour show, but we will start.
Oh, they said launch.
The launch of the high school scoreboard
show. Okay.
That will be on that day. So watch out for that on the 16th. 17th, the action moves to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we start the Biscuits and Gravy game this year. Will be Walton and Brookwood. That's a 10 o'clock game, 10 o'clock that morning. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Alpharetta against Houston County. So the folks from Middle Georgia are looking forward to coming up being a part of Corky Kale. The 4 o'clock game, which should be here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, after Falcons football, we'll have Eric Slaughter and Day-Day Lewis being a part of that. Garrett Chapman going to be a part of that one as well. For the games there at 4 o'clock with McEachern and North Gwinnett. And 7 o'clock, the last game of the day, Douglas County against Cedar Grove. We're going to have Chris Goforth with Mike Johnson. Big Mike's going to be over there along with Garrett for that one. So that's your line. Those are the games that we're going to have for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we kick off the high school football season.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you've added some people this year. Because normally it's a smaller crew. Like Mike Johnson isn't with you normally.
Yeah. Mike's going to be a part of it.
You're going to be a part? Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Part of the fun, man. Yeah. We got John Frick. He's going to be part of the fun. It's going to be a good time.
And as a reminder, you mentioned all those names. Dylan Matthews and Joe Patrick are going to be at Falcons training camp today in the Ticketmaster Studios, which is why we're out of here in a couple hours.
Yeah. Less than 2 hours.
Yeah. We're not going to be here to our normal 10 a.m. this morning. We'll be back next week and doing our stuff there. Go ahead.
Nope.
Well, I thought you were, this is your local thing.
No, this is just the local. It's what I had. Like, I know of two schools that will start practicing at the stroke of midnight tonight up at Raven County. They're going to have, they're going to have midnight madness. People are going to come out and have some fun in the middle of the night. And then they're going to have the lights on. And after 12 o'clock, 12:01, they're going to have football practice. And down at Thomas County Central, all the way down in Thomasville, way down in South Georgia, they are going to do midnight madness as well tonight to start the high school football practices as soon as their teams can hit the field. So, you know, those communities can't wait.
From Tennis Panorama, Karen Pastana will be joining us next segment talking all things Olympics. And
hopefully they don't have rain games. Because they had some rain and rain on clay courts. That's
not good.
That's actually
a pie.
Don't come tracking that in this house. You got to wipe them feet off good when you come in off them clay courts. It's raining, man. You know, think about that. You got to do that.
Do you still have friends that make you take your shoes off when you go in their house?
Some people, like, if I see what kind of carpet they got, I just take them
off. I'm not talking about muddy. I'm just talking about just normal.
No, just anyway. If I see what kind of carpet they got, I'll take them off anyway.
But if they ain't got carpet, but they just like you take your
regular
shoes off.
Show. Well, they usually don't ask you to do that. But they don't have carpet.
There's some people who got, you know.
Well, if they make a request.
Okay. That's what's
scary. Some make that subtle suggestion. They have that little shoe rack at the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like.
And then what's the first thing you think about? Is this yesterday's socks or today's socks?
Oh, some people just make that suggestion.
You still wearing Tuesday socks?
You have that there, man, just to make that, put that in your mind.
I'm going to mention a couple names to you.
Okay.
And you tell me which one of these people you would like to have a meal with first.
Okay.
Doug Collins, NBA, Doug
mm-hmm,
Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Soulja Boy.
Oh, man.
Exactly. Dana White, John David Washington, Nelly Korda. Of those names, who would you like to have a meal with first? Again,
Doug Collins. It's easy for me now.
Soulja Boy,
mm-hmm.
Dana White,
mm-hmm.
John David Washington, mm-hmm. Nelly Korda.
John David Washington.
Okay.
I covered his college football career at Morehouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I covered. I remember him playing on Saturday. I remember his dad coming and just wanted to be a parent. He just wanted to be a parent. He just wanted to come and watch games like any other parent would. And
boy, he put him on blast, though. He was Denzel. He was talking about his mother, and after she had passed. But this goes back to the interview. Well, that was an interview he did with Stephen Colbert. But before then, he was with Oprah and talking about how a son is a mother's, her first son is a mother's last love, something like that. Like a mother is a son's first love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the first son of a mother, this is what he was saying,
yeah,
is her lasting love or all-time love, something like that. Anyway, he was making a bigger point that the first son that family has, he's got his mother wrapped around his finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was bringing up, he goes, I didn't notice until, and then he's telling stories about how his son was doing some crazy stuff, and his mother, just come over here, baby. That's all right. I'll take care of you. I'll give you what you need. Yeah. And he just shook his head going, He said because he wasn't the oldest, and he gave his mother all kinds of grief.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was just funny when you said that. But John David Washington, okay.
Yeah, man.
How about second? Dana White, Doug Collins, Soulja Boy, Nelly Korda. I say that because they're all celebrating a birthday today.
Okay. Nelly Korda's great. Hopefully she's going to win a gold medal.
That was the sneaker in here. Yeah, the number one golfer in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's still that? Turns 26 years old today. Would you like to go back to being 26?
Ooh.
Stupid question. Anyway, also, happy 47th birthday, Hall of Famer, Manu Ginobili.
Oh, man.
Yeah. How's Argentina doing in this? He's Argentinian, right? Not Brazil. Yeah. I always get those.
Argentina.
How they doing?
I'm not sure. Not sure what they've done so far in it.
All right. Well, we got to shut up and get on out of here. I'll talk about the other stuff next. But we have got Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama. We're going to get into what's going on over in the Olympics with her next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough.
When you hear Desiree, you know it's Karen Pestana time here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That is Desiree here. All of a sudden, I just had a second there. I was like, well, sure. Just making sure.
Very much.
Anyway, Karen Pistana, Tennis Panorama, our cousin.
Our kinfolk. Like she's like family.
And she's doing extra work this year because she's basically getting the golden microphone. She's done all four majors. Now she's doing the Olympics.
Well, I wish I were in Paris, let me tell you.
That is one of them. Karen, again, thank you for joining us this morning. And before we get into what's going on tennis-wise, what's been your highlight so far?
Oh, I have to say the doubles team, they are calling Nadal-Alcaraz. The Nadal-Alcaraz doubles pairing.
What are they calling that again?
Nadal-Alcaraz.
Yeah.
This is all a Bennifer thing with you and Ben Affleck and Jennifer's side. You know, you got to smash everything together.
Well, no, let's not compare them to that. No. No.
Well, what did it mean for them to go out? They beat the sixth seed yesterday. It's pretty good.
Yeah, they sure did. And you know that Alcaraz hasn't played doubles in more than 2 years. So he was a bit shaky to start, so really Nadal was really the captain of that doubles team and really steered the ship, as it were, for the win. I can't believe I'm using naval terms, but anyway,
it's been rainy.
But anyway, everybody rode on boats. Nadal was just taking over.
Everybody rode. You know what? What do you think about him getting a chance to be a part of the opening ceremony once everybody got off the boats, and that he comes out and gets a chance to, and Serena. Williams with a chance to do that. That's kind of odd to be in another country, but what did you make of it?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was strange, too. But the thing is, Nadal has won more French Opens than anyone with 14. They even have a statue of him at Roland Garros.
There you go.
So, I could see that. And Serena, she's won a few French Opens. And, of course, you know, she's won so many majors. And she has a home in Paris, by the way. But that did surprise me. And, of course, one more tennis player, they handed off to Amélie Mauresmo, who is a French player and the tournament director for the French Open. So it was good to see tennis. Tennis is alive in the opening ceremony.
There you go.
And, of course, you know, having Coco Gauff with LeBron James be the flag bearers for the U.S., that was something else.
Karen Pistana joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I was actually asking anything other than tennis, something other than tennis that got your attention. But since you went there to the doubles, I have to tell you something. When I watched that and after the match, they made a point of slowing up the footage and having these guys together. It was, you know, past and present. But what kept going through my mind, because that picture of those two together after that match will permeate Spain. Right, it'll be that picture that athletes in Spain will want. And it reminded me of the picture, and my father had it, and I actually snagged it, of Tiger's first time at Augusta, walking up the fairway with Jack.
Okay.
Wow.
And that was the same. It just reminded me of that. Actually, it was Jack and Arnie.
Okay. And they let him play with those guys. You know?
Yeah, it's like the veteran goat leading the perhaps a future goat.
Yep. We're doing that. We're talking goats and farm animals here with Karen Pistana on this Sunday morning. Tennis Panorama News.
Don't forget
You can find her. She is social. You can find her at Tennis News TPN. At Tennis News TPN.
You've been great this weekend. Yesterday, Karen, he did a spit take on the air. This is like doing 20 minutes.
Novak Djokovic, Greg's favorite player.
We were having fun.
I mentioned him. Talk about he is strictly business the way he went about things yesterday, right?
Yeah, straight business. But the thing is, let me preface this by saying that the gentleman he played hadn't played a singles match in 2 years. Mm. Because of withdrawals and whatnot, they try to find people who are already in the Olympic Village to fill spots. So Ebden happened to be around. And so even Djokovic in his news conference said, you know, this guy really should not have been playing because he hasn't played singles in in 2 years. He's a prominent doubles player, but not so much singles because he hasn't played in a couple of years. Because even Djokovic was like, okay, this is strange, and yeah, I beat him and everything, but this should not be happening. Wow. But that's what happens when, you know, people withdraw during the tournament, you know, right before the event.
And we had one this morning, right?
Replacements.
We had one this morning, right? Some of the withdrawals?
Yeah, there have been a couple of them. There have been a couple already. Alex, another Australian, too. Alex Pinar and also a couple other people, including Cam Nouri of Britain, too. It's really weird. People are falling, like, as I said on Twitter, like bowling pins. I don't know what's going on.
Now, how is the weather? Because yesterday it slowed things down because that rain seemed like there was at Wimbledon. Somehow kind of blew over to Paris, and you're not going to do it with clay courts. You're not going to go out there at all.
Well, today, so far, it's been good, and it looks like the next few days are going to be good weather, so they should be able to catch up. So that's good. But, yeah, it's been, I mean, the day of the opening ceremony and yesterday was just crazy with the rain. It's like, yeah, where are we in Great Britain?
Karen, a few weeks ago when we were talking about what was going to happen at French Open, and we speculated on who would be there after the first week, and I mentioned who I mentioned. But we were also talking about, is there any way to gauge how the women players, when they come back after childbirth, and who's been successful and who hasn't, and there's no rhyme or reason as to why. But one of the reasons why, because I just saw something in her, I didn't think that Naomi Osaka was going to make it past that first week in the French. Unfortunately, I was right. And the same thing is going on right now. Now, I'm not going to attribute that to childbirth. That was just a topic that we brought up. But as she has come back, though, from the birth of her first child, things have been different. And have other people said, you know, what have they been saying? I'll just put it that way.
Well, I have to say again, French Open and the Olympics being played at Roland Garros, it's clay. It's not her favorite surface. So I'm not ready to say, you know, she's not ready or not, you know, not there. Mm-hmm. Wait till we get to the hard court, which is coming up, like, right after the Olympic Games. You know, that's what I would say. And incidentally, yesterday, she Osaka lost to another Grand Slam, well, major winning mom in Angelique Kerber, who just had her first child.
Okay, so
it was
push,
the battle of the mom.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was just surprised to see her. The other woman wasn't number one in the world, though.
Angelique Kerber?
Yes,
she
was.
Angelique Kerber was for a short time. Yes, yeah. She was.
Yeah,
she wasn't as dominant as Naomi was when she was dominant, but still, she was.
Yeah. Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline today with Karen Fasana, Tennis Panorama News, a special edition, an Olympics edition with Karen. Thoughts about this tournament today, and which matches are you watching for most of the day? We're going to have Coco playing singles today. Andy Murray has said that this will be a farewell for him. Is that? And,
yep.
And he's due to play doubles today, right?
Yes, he's playing doubles today. Other matches, of course, Nadal is playing today. He's the second match on Chatre, which is center court. And, of course, Coco Gauff is leading off the evening session. And, of course, a couple of Americans playing. Jessica Pegula is playing. And, of course, actually, locally for you guys, Chris Eubanks is playing sometime this morning. So look out for him. I mean, yeah, clay is not his favorite surface, but I'm sure it means so much to him just to be able to participate in the Olympic Games.
You know what I wondered, and I don't know that you've ever said this out loud. I know Roland Garros is named that, but is it named after somebody? Is there another name attached to it? And if it is, who would that person be or would be? Because you talked
Roland Garros is actually named after a World War I French aviator.
Okay.
But I don't know much beyond that. But if it were, well, here's the thing. If Rafael Nadal were French, they probably would have named something after
him. That's what I was getting to.
14, he has 14 times he's won there, and they have a statue to him.
And not only that, but Sam also brought up that Yannick Noah was nowhere to be seen during the opening ceremonies. And that's the guy who's from there, who won the French Open, their favorite son, I would imagine. And I don't know what that relationship's like, but I don't know,
but you know what's funny? There is a French journalist who on his social media happened to be in the metro, the subway, and Yannick Noah was on the subway with him doing some impromptu concert. So he's there somewhere.
What?
Singer, a musician?
So
because Yannick Noah, most folks wouldn't know that he also is a recording artist. He hasn't recorded lately, but he's a recording artist as well.
I didn't know that.
So what he's singing? In the subway or something? What he's singing? You know, because I was saying yesterday, and I wasn't trying to be mean, but I'm like, the people that they had handling the torch from France, I was like, not exactly a star-studded. I was like, the French ain't won much lately.
They're known for other stuff.
Maybe in other people. I mean, they could have brought out an F1 driver or somebody that people just
Wemby.
Have
someone to be. Where was he?
Maybe so, well, but listen, they have to think of Olympians. The F1, you don't get it. You don't have there's no F1 in the Olympics yet.
I suppose. It just made me think about it. They're hosting this thing. They got some people who are actively playing. I mean, Tony Parker participated in it, and that's one that we know. But when beyond it, these guys are playing now. I mean, Gaël Monfils, he's playing, but you go back with him, like, what has he won? He's earned a whole lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has a Olympic medal in doubles. I think it's silver or bronze. But, you know, it's doubles and people don't, you know, think about it. But it's tough. But the thing is, track and field is big there. And one of the women that lit the torch is a big-time track star in France. But, you know, we tend over here in the U.S. not to pay as much attention to track and field as other parts of the world.
They get it done in the Winter Olympics. They get it done then. So, but I want to ask you two a question, and I'm going to back off. We got just a minute or two left here. Will you two, Karen, and I understand you're here, and I'm so sorry I missed you, and Sam, put a bow on the Atlanta Open and tennis here in this city and what you hoped is around the corner, but how that all played out?
Karen, I'll let you go first. You're the visitor here this week.
Oh, yeah. It's sad to see a tournament like that go because it seems like the community was really into it. And I even asked Taylor Townsend on that exhibition night with that showdown, with the women's events before the tournament selling out, this is it's a prime location to have a women's tournament. But I have a feeling that Atlanta will still get a tournament at some point. It probably won't be the same time it was this time of the year, but they can still have what I really do. It's tennis town. It's tennis town, and that's what's really kind of saddens me, that a town like that would not have a tournament. So,
I think of the legacy is that we're able to do something kind of innovative and outside of the box, which is very Atlanta. You know, we do things our way in a unique way. And, you know, a lot of people wondered if it would work when they decided to move it from up in the north end of town into the city, into a retail residential community. But it works. The players have enjoyed it. They can go and practice and go and have dinner, bring their family members and do other things when they're not playing tennis. I hope that people will remember that. And just like Karen said, you know, going forward, they'll say, hey, Atlanta knows how to put on a good event. People will come out and support it. If we bring great tennis to town, hopefully it will come back. Karen, it was great to see you this week in person.
And, I know, in person, after so many years.
I know.
You know, you can finally see one in person.
And really, we...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you hear Desiree, you know it's Karen Pestana time here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That is Desiree here. All of a sudden, I just had a second there. I was like, well, sure.
Very much.
Anyway, Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama,
She's
doing extra work this year because she's basically getting the golden microphone. She's done all four majors. Now she's doing the Olympics.
Well, I wish I were in Paris, let me tell you.
That is one of them. Karen, again, thank you for joining us this morning. And before we get into what's going on tennis-wise, what's been your highlight so far?
Oh, I have to say the doubles team, they are calling Nadal-Alcaraz. The Nadal-Alcaraz doubles pairing.
What are they calling that again?
Nadal-Alcaraz.
Yeah. This is all a Bennifer thing with Ben Affleck and Jennifer side. You know, you got to smash everything together.
No, let's not compare them to that. No.
Well, what do they mean for them to go out? They beat the sixth seed yesterday. It's pretty good.
Yeah, they sure did. And you know that Alcaraz hasn't played doubles in more than 2 years. So he was a bit shaky to start, so really Nadal was really the captain of that doubles team and really steered the ship, as it were, for the win. I can't believe I'm using naval terms, but anyway,
it's been rainy.
But anyway, everybody rode on boats. Nadal was just taking over.
Everybody rode. You know what? What do you think about him getting a chance to be a part of the opening ceremony once everybody got off the boats, and that he comes out and gets a chance to, and Serena. Williams with a chance to do that. That's kind of odd to be in another country, but what did you make of it?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was strange too, but the thing is, Nadal has won more French Opens than anyone with 14. They even have a statue of him at Roland Garros.
There you go.
So I you know, I could see that. And Serena, she's won a few French Opens, and of course, you know, she's won so many majors, and she has a home in Paris, by the way. But yeah, that did surprise me. And, of course, one more tennis player they handed off to Amélie Mauresmo, who is a French player and the tournament director for the French Open. So it was good to see tennis. Tennis is alive in the opening ceremony.
There you go.
And, of course, you know, having Coco Gauff with LeBron James be the flag bearers for the U.S., that was something else.
Karen Pestana joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I was actually asking anything other than tennis, something other than tennis that got your attention. But since you went there to the doubles, I have to tell you something. When I watched that and after the match, they made a point of slowing up the footage and having these guys together. It was, you know, past and present. But what kept going through my mind, because that picture of those two together after that match will permeate Spain. Right, it'll be that picture that athletes in Spain will want. And it reminded me of the picture, and my father had it, and I actually snagged it, of Tiger's first time at Augusta, walking up the fairway with Jack.
Okay.
Wow.
And that was the same. It just reminded me of that. Actually, it was Jack and Arnie.
Okay. And they let him
play
with those guys. You know?
Yeah, it's like the veteran goat leading the perhaps a future goat.
Yep. As we're doing that, we're talking goats and farm animals here with Karen Pestana on this Sunday morning tennis panorama news.
Don't forget you,
you can find, you can find her. She is social. You can find her at Tennis News TPN at Tennis News TPN.
You've been great this weekend. Yesterday, Karen, he did a spit take on the air. This is like doing 20 minutes.
Novak Djokovic, Greg's favorite player.
We were having fun.
I mentioned him. Talk about he is strictly business the way he went about things yesterday, right?
Yeah, straight business. But the thing is, let me preface this by saying that the gentleman he played hadn't played a singles match in 2 years. Because of withdrawals and whatnot, they try to find people who are already in the Olympic Village to fill spots. So Ebden happened to be around. And so even Djokovic in his news conference said, you know, this guy really should not have been playing because he hasn't played singles in 2 years. He's a prominent doubles player, but not so much singles because he hasn't played in a couple of years. Because even Djokovic was like, okay, this is strange, and yeah, beat him and everything, but this should not be happening. Wow. But that's what happens when, you know, people withdraw during the tournament, you know, right before the event.
And we had one this morning, right?
Replacements.
We had one this morning, right? Somebody withdraw?
Yeah, there have been a couple of them. There have been a couple already. Alex, another Australian, too. Alex Pinar and also a couple other people, including Cam Norrie of Britain, too. It's really weird. People are falling, like, as I said on Twitter, like bowling pins. I don't know what's going on.
Now, how is the weather? Because yesterday it slowed things down because that rain seemed like that was at Wimbledon. Somehow it kind of blew over to Paris, and you're not going to do it with clay courts. You're not going to go out there at all.
Well, today, so far, it's been good, and it looks like the next few days are going to be good weather, so they should be able to catch up. So that's good. But, yeah, it's been, I mean, the day of the opening ceremony and yesterday was just crazy with the rain. It's like, yeah, where are we in Great Britain?
Karen, a few weeks ago when we were talking about what was going to happen at French Open, and we speculated on who would be there after the first week, and I mentioned who I mentioned. But we were also talking about, is there any way to gauge how the women players, when they come back after childbirth, and who's been successful and who hasn't, and there's no rhyme or reason as to why. But one of the reasons why, because I just saw something in her, I didn't think that Naomi Osaka was going to make it past that first week in the French. Unfortunately, I was right. And the same thing is going on right now. Now, I'm not going to attribute that to childbirth. That was just a topic that we brought up. But as she has come back, though, from the birth of her first child, things have been different. And have other people said, you know, what have they been saying? I'll just put it that way.
Well, I have to say again, French Open and the Olympics being played at Roland Garros, it's clay. It's not her favorite surface. So I'm not ready to say you know, she's not ready or not, you know, not there. Mm-hmm. Wait till we get to the hard court, which is coming up, like, right after the Olympic Games. You know, that's what I would say. And incidentally, yesterday, she Osaka lost to another grand slam, well, major winning mom in Angelique Kerber, who just had her first child.
Okay, so,
it was
push,
the battle of the mom.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was just surprised to see her. The other woman wasn't number one in the world, though.
Angelique Kerber? Angelique Kerber was for a short time, yes.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah,
she wasn't as dominant as Naomi was when she was dominant, but still, she was.
Mm. Yeah. Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline today with Karen Fasana, Tennis Panorama News, a special edition, an Olympics edition with Karen. Thoughts about this tournament today, and which matches are you watching for most of the day? We're going to have Coco playing singles today. Andy Murray has said that this will be a farewell for him. Is that? And,
yep.
And he's due to play doubles today, right?
Yes, he's playing doubles today. Other matches, of course, Nadal is playing today. He's the second match on Chatre, which is center court. And, of course, Coco Gauff is leading off the evening session. And, of course, a couple of Americans playing. Jessica Pegula is playing. And, of course, actually, locally for you guys, Chris Eubanks is playing sometime this morning. So look out for him. I mean, yeah, clay is not his favorite surface, but I'm sure it means so much to him just to be able to participate in the Olympic Games.
You know what I wondered, and I don't know that you've ever said this out loud. I know Roland Garros is named that, but is it named after somebody? Is there another name attached to it? And if it is, who would that person be or would be? Because you talked
Roland Garros is actually named after a World War I French aviator.
Okay.
But I don't know much beyond that. Here's the thing. If Rafael Nadal were French, they probably would have named something after
him. That's what I was getting to.
14, he has 14 times he's won there, and they have a statue to him.
And not only that, but Sam also brought up that Yannick Noah was nowhere to be seen during the opening ceremonies. And that's the guy who's from there, who won the French Open, their favorite son, I would imagine. And I don't know what that relationship's like, but I don't know,
but you know what's funny? There is a French journalist who on his social media happened to be in the metro, the subway, and Yannick Noah was on the subway with him doing some impromptu concerts. So he's there somewhere.
What?
He's a singer, a musician.
So
because Yannick Noah, most folks wouldn't know that he also is a recording artist. He hasn't recorded lately, but he's a recording artist as well.
I didn't know that.
So what he's singing? In the subway or something? You know, because I was saying yesterday, and I wasn't trying to be mean, but I'm like, the people that they had handling the torch from France, I was like, not exactly a star-studded. I was like, the French ain't won much lately.
They're known for other stuff.
Maybe in other people. They could have brought out an F1 driver or somebody that people just
Wemby.
Have someone to be
Where was he?
Maybe so, well, but listen, they have to think of Olympians. F1, you don't get it. You don't have a. There's no F1 in the Olympics yet.
I suppose it just made me think about it. They're hosting this thing, they got some people who are actively playing. I mean, Tony Parker participated in it, and that's one that we know. But when beyond it, these guys are playing now. I mean, Gaël Monfils, he's playing, but you go back with him. Like, what has he won? He's earned a whole lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has a Olympic medal in doubles. I think it's silver or bronze. But, you know, it's doubles and people don't, you know, think about it. But, yeah, it's tough. But the thing is, track and field is big there. And one of the women that lit the torch is a big-time track star in France. But, you know, we tend over here in the U.S. not to pay as much attention to track and field as other parts of the world.
They get it done in the Winter Olympics. They get it done then. So, but I want to ask you two a question, and I'm going to back off. We got just a minute or two left here. Will you two, Karen, and I understand you're here, and I'm so sorry I missed you, and Sam, put a bow on the Atlanta Open and tennis here in this city and what you hoped is around the corner, but how that all played out?
Karen, I'll let you go first. You're the visitor here this week.
Oh yeah, it's sad to see a tournament like that go because it seems like the community was really into it, and as even I even asked Taylor Townsend on that exhibition night with that showdown with the women's events before the tournament selling out. This is it's a prime location to have a women's tournament. But I have a feeling that Atlanta will still get a tournament at some point. It probably won't be the same time it was this time of the year, but they can still have what I really do. It's tennis town. It's tennis town, and that's what's really kind of saddens me, that a town like that would not have a tournament. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just think the legacy is that we're able to do something kind of in innovative and outside of the box, which is very Atlanta. You know, we do things our way in a unique way, and you know, a lot of people wondered if it would work when they decided to move it from up in the north end of town into the city, into a retail residential community. But it works. The players have enjoyed it. They can go and practice and go and have dinner, bring their family members and do other things when they're not playing tennis. I hope that people will remember that. And just like Karen said, you know, going forward, they'll say, hey, Atlanta knows how to put on a good event. People will come out and support it. If we bring great tennis to town, hopefully it will come back. Karen, it was great to see you this week in person.
And, I know, in person, after so many years.
I know.
You know, you can finally see one in person.
And really, we appreciate you being a constant supporter and a constant contributor with our program. And
absolutely.
Let's watch some great tennis today, all right?
I will. We will.
All right. Karen, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you as always. That's Karen Persena, Tennis Panorama. Listen, we're going to split up Noelle's World. And she just hung up. Noelle's World and casting call.
Okay.
We got a fresh casting call out there. If you go to X, you can see it. And 929thegame.com/casting call. It is already there. So there's jobs in front of the camera, and folks are trying to fill up jobs behind the camera. I'll tell you where they are. Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the 28th day of July, and thank you for letting us be a part of not only your Sunday mornings, but also your Saturday mornings. And that's going to start to pivot a little bit in the weeks to come. Let me remind you what's going on later today. Dylan Matthews and Joe Patrick are going to be at Falcons training camp, and they're going to kick us out of here at 9 o'clock so they can take over. 9 till 12, they'll be broadcasting live out there. And as we talk Falcons training camp, I'm going to let you know what's going on this upcoming week. I got to reach way over here.
Hey.
Way over here.
Woo.
We had some fun with this yesterday as if somebody lost a bet. But I think this is the way, you know, it plays out a lot of times. This upcoming week, we are going to be all over Falcons camp. So let me make sure I got this right here. Hang on a second here and get this. And I got another piece over here.
Okay.
All this paperwork. The morning shift, the steakhouse, Andy and Randy, going to be at Falcons camp. Dukes and Bell, they're going to be at Hooters. Now, that's Tuesday, not tomorrow. Why are you laughing? Making it sound like somebody lost a bet.
Yeah, maybe.
That's going to be Tuesday. And then Wednesday, same thing. The morning shift, steakhouse, Andy and Randy at the Ticketmaster Studios out there at Flowery Branch. And then Dukes and Bell are going to be at Hooters, the Mall of Georgia,
mm-hmm.
both days. Now, Friday, Dukes and Bell, Abe Gordon are going to be at Falcons training camp. Actually, they're going to be at Mercedes-Benz
Stadium.
They're going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium Friday night. So that's what's coming up. We're going to be all over that. And then again, the next following day, we start off on Monday with the morning shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy at the Ticketmaster Studios. Ask me where Dukes and Bell are going to be.
Where are they going to be?
It's funny you should ask. They're going to be at Hooters at Mall of Georgia.
Of course.
Having said that.
But of course.
We're going to kind of put together Noelle's World and what I have as far as casting call. And I have something I want to mention, kind of tied into the Olympics, obviously. But I'm going to let Noelle go first. And she's been, like, again, sparks coming off her heels all morning
long. Yeah, she's all over it.
Doing stuff, putting us together, making sure we got the right folks to talk to. So, good morning. Yeah. And the floor is yours when she... Oh, you need a second?
She's working.
Oh. We thought you were...
No, here she comes.
There we go.
There we go. She ready.
I think she's learned to wait for Greg to shut up, and then I'll just put my headphones on and start.
Oh, yeah, I thought she was going to have a longer casting call than that.
No, no, you're going to go first, and I'll do the casting call. Because this is your, technically, this is, I'm infiltrating your segment.
I mean, yeah, but you started with your song, so that's why I thought you were going
to. Oh, well, no, I just gave you a song to come, you know, catch Goo Goo. Too shy. I can keep going if you got something you got to do there real quick. But I wanted to ask you, and I was going to ask you this during casting call.
Go for it.
You said you have seen Richard Jewell, the movie?
Yes.
Now I know to. Sam has done this, but I don't know if since you've been working with us, did I tell you that my Clint Eastwood story?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's move on. Because if I told my Clint Eastwood story and everybody else out there has heard it, and I got no excuse to tell it again. If anybody wants to hear it again, I'll tell it next week. But let me just let you know about what is in front of the camera this week as far as jobs out there. I'm going to start off, and I told Noelle this, I could book her this week. Now, I believe the two of you are big roller skating fans. You hit back in the day? No?
I was horrible at it.
Yeah, I wasn't great at it either.
Well, I thought you told me back in the day you used to do some roller skating. Neither one of you?
Mm-mm. Now, my sister and my best friend, they can skate. I can't skate.
Well, you need to get them on the phone because you know what?
What?
There's a project and they need people who got game when it comes to roller skating. Not only that, they want you to be able to show them that you got a little routine.
Uh-oh.
I'm serious. Now, this is going to be its number one major streaming series looking for roller skaters. This is a featured/reoccurring role. Men and women, all ethnicities, and you're going to be part of skate crews, 18 years and over. You're going to be, like I said, featured in this thing, and they're going to ask you to either provide a link, put something together of you showing what you got on skates. So that's the first one. That's Destination Casting. You'll see that. Oh, geez, something else just happened here. For some of the upcoming jobs. Now, let me move over here, show you the next one, Hilton Casting. Your show, P-Valley. Do you have any casino staff skills? In other words, can you be a blackjack dealer?
No.
A croupier?
No.
All right. What about?
It's just, nah.
Okay. No. Well, you're not. I wouldn't put you in a cocktail waitress. And this is what they wrote. They should have just said server, bellboys, blackjack dealers, poker dealers, stickmen, valets, pit bosses. None of those fit you, huh?
Okay, so we're going to a casino this season. Okay.
All right, so that's P-Valley. You got that going on. Casting tailor-made. All right, everybody pay attention to this because this is another one of those things that happens every couple of years, Sam, when I talk about this. There's a commercial being shot. Like I said, these casting directors are being creative because they weren't sure if the strike was going to happen. And the Teamsters are still kind of dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and that's not a done deal yet. So because of that, a lot of stuff that was going to be coming decided to hold off to wait and find out. Having said that, they are finding little jobs here and there. There's going to be a luxury hotel video being shot. It's like a training video. Paying four digits.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, take that.
There you go.
Right now.
It's paying four digits. It's going to shoot on the 7th, but they are looking for men and women, all ethnicities, 30s and 40s. And this is just going to be a training video, and it's a luxury hotel here in town. But, again, I don't mention that you're going to get paid four digits often.
Yeah.
So for an extra job, this is what they're looking for. And Extras Casting Atlanta got a commercial going on. It's pretty much for looking for everybody. All shapes and sizes, men and women, 20s to 50s. So these are the jobs in front of the camera. You scroll down, you'll see where I direct you toward the jobs behind them. And I also have the list of the casting directors. Go to the social media pages and see what they are doing to keep the doors open as far as projects and things being shot all around the city.
All right, now.
There you go. Now I'm going to shut up so Noelle.
Okay, we're going to get
this. This is actually good because then we will end on time because she's she running the show.
Noelle, what you got?
Let's see. So, weird. So I'm going to tell a story and then I'm going to ask you guys if this has ever happened to you. So I was at work last night doing some things, bunch of things, always doing a bunch of things. And I decided to listen. I pulled out an old Sierra album. I don't know why. I just felt like, you know, hearing some good old hometown up-tempo music. So I was like, let me put on some Sierra. And I got through about two albums, and the next thing I knew, I bought tickets to see her tonight at State Farm Arena. So
just,
has that ever
just
happened
like that. Wow.
To y'all where y'all have gone from, like, somewhat interested to at the door handing
some
your
money?
Ticket?
Wow.
Now, it helped that the tickets were reasonable.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Her, Busta Rhymes, and Missy, so the set list probably also helped.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went from on the fence to, yeah, I got to go home and take a nap now.
That's nice how that happened.
I thought she was going to say, I was watching TV, and they showed, you know, what's going on there with the Steelers, and it got me thinking about, and so I thought that was where you were going to go.
Oh, the Steelers? Oh, no.
No, no, as far as Russell Wilson, and then, you know.
Oh, with Sierra and
there
all
you
good
go.
Stuff.
I thought you were watching something for the show. You're doing some sports. You saw Russell Wilson. He got, you know, he got sidelined. Now Justin Fields got a chance to take over that team, and felt bad for Russell, but then he going to go home to Sierra. Oh, well, Sierra, let me put some music. That's what I thought the connection was going to come from.
I mean, Justin might be running kick return. We don't even know yet.
No,
so
he's taking snaps right now. Russell Wilson, he's dinged up.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is. He is dinged up.
Is it a hamstring?
I can't remember what it was, but here's the conversation. This is the door that's now open for Justin Fields to make this team his. And the speculation is the guys on the team would rather have a younger quarterback because Russell had a chance to show what he could do after he left Seattle.
Let's ride, Broncos country.
He didn't even show nothing.
He rolled off a cliff.
You know, and so that was where I thought you were going with that. And so I can tell you that, no, that's never happened to me, but I have.
It's a calf injury.
It's calf injury?
Okay, yeah. I figured it was one of those type of tissue injuries. Okay, yeah.
Did you ever swallow a commercial and then go spend some money? I mean, I never did what she did, if she's asking us. But I have swallowed a commercial and I went out.
Really?
Yeah, I've done that. And the last time it was for some jeans.
Really?
Who got you for some jeans?
Yeah. Oh, way back in the day. I was still in my, I might have been in my 20s, late 20s, trying to look, you know.
Yeah,
I was ordering stuff for international mail.
Whoa.
This is when you just did stupid stuff, man.
Yeah,
I had a friend, where you get that shirt? I ordered it from International Mail. I said, give me that catalog. And I went and bought three of them. You don't remember doing stupid. You spend money on stuff when you're in
your 20s. It was a walking billboard.
Yeah. And there were a couple, they were like a Hawaiian shirt. One of them I still have to this day. That's how cool this shirt was. And it's like a Hawaiian shirt. So I only wore it once a year. You know, but
I mean, we all have those
the once a year
impulse purchases.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it just doesn't seem to be or not usually as, you know, grand scale as
concert
tickets. But I have a friend that'll trade in a car on a whim.
Now see how unless the car is paid for, you just can't.
He works out all the numbers and he's never upside down, but you know, I call him one day and he'll be like, yeah, I'm signing paperwork. And I'll count the months and I'll be like, yeah, that's about right. What are we about, 16, 17 months in? That's about right.
I've told the story.
Wow.
When I was a kid, I'm talking about in my 20s, and you know, you're just trying out there to impress girls, and that's why I did it. I swallowed a commercial, trying to look smooth for women, right? But when I was a kid, my mother always talked about anytime I got any amount of change in my pocket, I went and bought the same thing, and it was bubble gum.
Really?
If I had a nickel or if I had $2, I spent it all on bubble gum.
Now I would spend it on bubble gum, but it would be to get the trading cards.
That's baseball cards. Period. Yeah.
Baseball cards, football cards. I mean, that's what. But the little block of gum would come with it in the back.
That stuff I would
give that away.
Like with that asbestos on it, I wouldn't eat that gum.
That was that hard. It was like a little mini little brick. I gave that stuff
away. I don't know
away.
Where that white
with
powder
all the
came
chocolate.
From.
I was just about to say with all the chalk powder on top of it.
Yeah, we can call it something else, but no, I don't know what ceiling that fell from.
I gave that away. I'll keep the cards and the block of gum is gone.
And my peanuts were always nasty in Cracker Jacks.
I've
been looking forward to the peanuts, and those things were like.
I skipped out in there, found a prize, dig that out, and give them.
Oh, that was me and my dad. I'm like, okay, Dad, you got a box now. I don't want nothing else in here. You got a box now. Mm-hmm.
There was a kid. I couldn't do that. I mean, I just went for the peanuts, but I could not go and get the prize because there was a kid on my block when I went to school who swallowed his. And all the parents knew about it.
Oh, and everybody.
And the parents was like, no, you can't have that no more. A kid swallowed it. He swallowed a little train.
One of
them
little whistles something that happened there.
I think it was like a little train or something.
There'd be tiny little things that would be in there, but you wanted to get that.
He was messing with it in his mouth and swallowed it.
Ah.
And then
messed it up for the whole
lot. Yeah, spoiled it for the whole neighborhood.
They did, man. His mother told that mother, and mother told everybody. Next thing you know, it was posted up in school. Johnny O'Malley swallowed a little train from his Cracker Jack. So we're not gonna have that were taken away from lunch for a little while. It's crazy.
Oh my! People are listening. I'm like, what in the?
Yeah. Well, anyway,
what in the ham sandwich, y'all? You know.
In a related story, today was the first day that they started using fingerprints as identification.
Really?
First day back in the day. It happened on this day. So Want to throw that out there.
All right, I mean, who did that? What agency was, or was that just an individual?
No. All right, since you asked that question.
I'm just, you know.
No, you're cool. We provide the answers here. You asked.
Who would be held responsible for that?
You shall receive.
I'm sure that technology wasn't available to everybody.
No, not at all. Here, give me a second here. I'm right there on the year. Metric system also came into being on this day.
Mm-hmm.
But the first use of fingerprints as a means to identification is made by Sir William James Herschel of the Indian Civil Service.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
Get your answer.
And we got to be good.
Let's move on.
All right.
8 o'clock hour. Mark Simon is going to join us. Going to talk Braves, going to talk Mets, and he's got some other stuff that he wants to just throw out there. We are also going to, believe it or not, for the first time during the show, college football.
Yeah, man.
Hey, talk a little college football, and we will get ready for today's Olympic events coming up. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the 28th day of July, and thank you for letting us be a part of not only your Sunday mornings, but also your Saturday mornings. And that's going to start to pivot a little bit in the weeks to come. Let me remind you what's going on later today. Dylan Matthews and Joe Patrick are going to be at Falcons training camp, and they're going to kick us out of here at 9 o'clock so they can take over. 9 till 12, they'll be broadcasting live out there. And as we talk Falcons training camp, I'm going to let you know what's going on this upcoming week. I got to reach way over here.
Woo!
We had some fun with this yesterday as if somebody lost a bet, but I think this is the way, you know, it plays out a lot of times. This upcoming week, we are going to be all over Falcons camp. So let me make sure I got this right here. Hang on a second here. Get this. And I got another piece over here.
Okay.
All this paperwork. The morning shift, the steakhouse, Andy and Randy, going to be at Falcons camp. Dukes and Bell, they're going to be at Hooters. Now, that's Tuesday, not tomorrow. Why are you laughing? Making it sound like somebody lost a bet.
Yeah, maybe.
That's going to be Tuesday. And then Wednesday, same thing. The morning shift, steakhouse, Andy and Randy at the Ticketmaster Studios out there at Flowery Branch. And then Dukes and Bell are going to be at Hooters, the Mall of Georgia,
mm-hmm.
both days. Now, Friday, Dukes and Bell, Abe Gordon are going to be at the Falcons training camp. Actually, they're going to be at Mercedes-Benz
Stadium.
They're going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium Friday night. So that's what's coming up. We're going to be all over that. And then again, the next following day, we start off on Monday with the morning shift steakhouse, Andy and Randy, at the Ticketmaster Studios. Ask me where Dukes and Bell are going to be.
Where are they going to be?
It's funny you should ask. They're going to be at Hooters at Mall of Georgia.
Of course.
Having said that.
But of course.
We're going to kind of put together Noel's world and what I have as far as casting call. And I have something I want to mention, kind of tied into the Olympics, obviously. But I'm going to let Noel go first. And she's been, like, again, sparks coming off her heels all morning long.
Yeah, she's all over it.
Doing stuff, putting it together, making sure we got the right folks to talk to. So, good morning. Yeah. And the floor is yours when she – oh, you need a second?
She's working.
Oh. We thought you were –
No, here she comes.
There we go.
She's ready.
I think she's learned to wait for Greg to shut up, and then I'll just put my headphones on and start.
Oh, yeah, I thought she was going to have a longer casting call than that.
No, you're going to go first, and I'll do the casting call. Because this is your, technically, this is, I'm infiltrating your segment.
I mean, yeah, but you started with your song, so that's why I thought you were going to.
Well, I just gave you a song to come, you know, catch Goo Goo. Too shy. I can keep going if you got something you got to do there real quick. But I wanted to ask you, and I was going to ask you this during casting call.
Go for it.
You said you have seen Richard Jewell, the movie?
Yes.
Now, I know to. Sam has done this, but I don't know if, since you've been working with us, did I tell you that my Clint Eastwood story?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's move on. Because if I told my Clint Eastwood story and everybody else out there has heard it, and I got no excuse to tell it again. If anybody wants to hear it again, I'll tell it next week. But let me just let you know about what is in front of the camera this week as far as jobs out there. I'm going to start off, and I told Noelle this, I could book her this week. Now, I believe the two of you are big roller skating fans. You hit back in the day? No?
I was horrible at it.
Yeah, I wasn't great at it either.
Well, I thought you told me back in the day you used to do some roller skating. Neither one of you?
Mm-mm, now, my sister, my best friend, they can skate. I can't skate.
Well, you need to get them on the phone because you know what?
What?
There's a project and they need people who got game when it comes to roller skating. Not only that, they want you to be able to show them that you got a little routine.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I'm serious. Now, this is going to be its number one major streaming series looking for roller skaters. This is a featured slash reoccurring role. Men and women, all ethnicities, and you're going to be part of Skate Cruise, 18 years and over. You're going to be, like I said, featured in this thing, and they're going to ask you to either provide a link, put something together of you showing what you got on skates. So that's the first one. That's Destination Casting. You'll see that. Oh, geez, something else just happened here. For some of the upcoming jobs. Now, let me move over here, show you the next one, Hilton Casting. Your show, P-Valley. Do you have any casino staff skills? In other words, can you be a blackjack dealer?
No.
A croupier?
No.
All right, what about?
It's just, nah.
Okay. No. Well, you're not, I wouldn't put you in a cocktail waitress, and this is what they wrote. They should have just said server. Bellboys, blackjack dealers, poker dealers, stickmen, valets, pit bosses. None of those fit you, huh?
Okay, so we're going to a casino this season. Okay.
All right, so that's P-Valley. You got that going on. Casting tailor-made. All right, everybody pay attention to this because this is another one of those things that happens every couple years, Sam, when I talk about this. There's a commercial being shot. Like I said, these casting directors are being creative because they weren't sure if the strike was going to happen. And the Teamsters are still kind of dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and that's not a done deal yet. So because of that, a lot of stuff that was going to be coming decided to hold off to wait and find out. Having said that, they are finding little jobs here and there. There's going to be a luxury hotel video being shot. It's like a training video. Paying four digits.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, take that.
There you go.
Right now.
It's paying four digits. It's going to shoot on the 7th, but they are looking for men and women, all ethnicities, 30s and 40s. And this is just going to be a training video, and it's a luxury hotel here in town. But, again, I don't mention that you're going to get paid four digits often.
Yeah.
So for an extra job, this is what they're looking for. And Extras Casting Atlanta got a commercial going on. It's pretty much for looking for everybody. All shapes and sizes, men and women, 20s to 50s. So these are the jobs in front of the camera. You scroll down, you'll see where I direct you toward the jobs behind them. And I also have the list of the casting directors. Go to the social media pages and see what they are doing to keep the doors open as far as projects and things being shot all around the city.
All right, now.
There you go. Now I'm going to shut up so Noel.
Okay, we're going to get
this is actually good because then we will end on time because she's she running the show.
Noel, what you got?
Let's see. So, weird. So I'm going to tell a story and then I'm going to ask you guys if this has ever happened to you. So I was at work last night doing some things, always doing a bunch of things. And I decided to listen. I pulled out an old Sierra album. I don't know why. I just felt like, you know, hearing some good old hometown up-tempo music. So I was going to put on some Sierra. And I got through about two albums, and the next thing I knew, I bought tickets to see her tonight at State Farm Arena.
Has that ever happened
to y'all where y'all have gone from, like, somewhat interested to at the door handing you a ticket?
Wow.
Now, it helped that the tickets were reasonable.
Okay.
It's her, Busta Rhymes, and Missy, so the set list probably also helped.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went from on the fence to, y'all got to go home and take a nap now.
I thought she was going to say, I was watching TV, and they showed, you know, what's going on there with the Steelers, and it got me thinking about, and so I thought that was where you're going to go.
Oh, the Steelers? Oh, no.
No, as far as Russell Wilson, and then, you know.
Oh, with Sierra and
all that.
There
you go. I thought you were watching something for the show. You're doing some sports. You saw Russell Wilson. He got, you know, he got sidelined. Now Justin Fields got a chance to take over that team, and felt bad for Russell, but then he going to go home to Sierra. Let me put some music. That's what I thought the connection was going to come from.
I mean, Justin might be running kick return. We don't even know yet.
No, he's taking snaps right now. Russell Wilson, he's dinged up.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is. He is dinged up.
Is it a hamstring?
I can't remember what it was, but here's the conversation. This is the door that's now open for Justin Fields to make this team his. And the speculation is the guys on the team would rather have a younger quarterback because Russell had a chance to show what he could do after he left Seattle.
That's right, Broncos country.
He didn't even show nothing.
He rolled off a cliff.
You know, and so that was where I thought you were going with that. And so I can tell you that, no, that's never happened to me, but I have.
It's a calf injury.
Injury?
Yeah. I figured it was one of those type of tissue injuries. Okay, yeah.
Did you ever swallow a commercial and then go spend some money? I mean, I never did what she did, if she's asking us. But I have swallowed a commercial and I went out.
Really?
Yeah, I've done that. And the last time it was for some jeans.
Really?
Who got you for some jeans?
Yeah. Oh, way back in the day. I might have been in my 20s, late 20s, trying to look, you know.
Yeah,
I was ordering stuff for international mail.
Whoa.
This is when you just did stupid stuff, man.
Yeah,
I had a friend, where you get that shirt? I ordered it from international mail. I said, give me that catalog. And I went and bought three of them. You don't remember doing stupid. You spend money on stuff when you're in your 20s.
It was a walking billboard.
Yeah. And there were a couple, there were like a Hawaiian shirt. One of them I still have to this day. That's how cool this shirt was. And it's like a Hawaiian shirt. So I only wore it once a year. You know, but.
I mean, we all have those
yeah, the once a year
impulse purchases.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it just doesn't seem to be, or not usually as, you know, grand scale. As concert tickets. But I have a friend that'll trade in a car on a whim.
Now see, unless the car is paid for, you just can't.
Mm-mm. No, he works out all the numbers and he's never upside down. But you know, I call him one day and he be like, "Yeah, I'm signing paperwork," and I'll count the months and I'll be like, "Yeah, that's about right." What are we about 16, 17 months in? That's about right.
I've told the story.
Wow.
When I was a kid, I'm talking about in my 20s, and you know, you're just trying out there to impress girls, and that's why I did it. I swallowed a commercial, trying to look smooth for women, right? But when I was a kid, my mother always talked about anytime I got any amount of change in my pocket, I went and bought the same thing, and it was bubble gum.
Really?
If I had a nickel or if I had $2, I spent it all on bubble gum.
Now I would spend it on bubble gum, but it would be to get the trading cards.
Baseball cards, that period. Yeah.
Well, you know, baseball cards, football cards. I mean, that's what. But the little block of gum would come with it in the back.
That stuff I would
give that away.
Like with that asbestos on it, I wouldn't eat that gum.
That was that hard. It was like a little mini little brick.
I don't know
away.
Where that white
with
powder
all the
came from.
I was just about to say with all the chalk powder on top.
Yeah,
of it.
We can call it something else, but no, I don't know what that what ceiling that fell from.
I gave that away. I keep the cards, and the block of gum is gone.
And my peanuts were always nasty in Cracker Jacks.
You know what,
man? I've been looking forward to the peanuts, and those things were like.
I skipped out in there, found a prize, dig that out, and give them.
Oh, that was me and my dad. I'm like, okay, Dad, you got a box now. I don't want nothing else in here. You got a box now. Mm-hmm.
There was a kid. I couldn't do that. I mean, I just went for the peanuts, but I could not go and get the prize because there was a kid on my block when I went to school who swallowed his. And all the parents knew about it.
Oh, and everybody.
And the parents was like, no, you can't have the. No more. A kid swallowed it. He swallowed a little train.
One of
them
little whistles or something that would happen there.
I think it was like a little train or something.
There'd be tiny little things that would be in there, but you wanted to get that.
He was messing with it in his mouth and swallowed it.
Ah.
And then.
Messed it up for the whole
neighborhood. Yeah, spoiled it for the whole neighborhood.
They did, man. His mother told that mother, and mother told everybody. Next thing you know, it was posted up in school. Johnny O'Malley swallowed a little train from his Cracker Jack. So we're not going to have. They were taken away from lunch for a little while. It's crazy.
People are listening. I'm like, what in the?
Yeah. Well, anyway,
what in the ham sandwich, y'all? You know.
In a related story, today was the first day that they started using fingerprints as identification.
Really?
First day back in the day. It happened on this day. So, want to throw that out there? All right,
I mean, who did that? What agency was? Or was that just an individual?
No. All right. Since you asked that question,
I'm just No,
no, you're cool. Listen, we provide the answers here. You ask.
Who would be held responsible for that?
Shall receive.
I'm sure that technology wasn't available to everybody.
No, 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 not at all. Here, give me a second here. I'm right there on the year. Metric system also came into being on this day.
Mm-hmm.
But the first use of fingerprints as a means to identification is made by Sir William James Herschel of the Indian Civil Service.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
Get your answer.
And we got to be good.
Let's move on.
All right.
8 o'clock hour. Mark Simon is going to join us. Going to talk Braves, going to talk Mets, and he's got some other stuff that he wants to just throw out there. We are also going to, believe it or not, for the first time during the show, a little college football.
Yeah, man.
Hey, talk a little college football, and we will get ready for today's Olympic events coming up. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.